from the widely publicized violent attack of a Muslim woman in downtown Bloomington this past October, to the lesser-known assault of IU student Rob Sherrell in downtown Bloomington this past November, IU is facing the same racial tensions that afflict many other collegiate environments. Some on-campus organizations are taking part in the process to increase inclusion on campus for all racial and ethnic groups. Culture of Care is a student-led initiative to promote bystander intervention and the overall well-being of IU's student body, including the well-being and safety for all racial groups on campus.
I think what I learned is that there is a lot of concern, not only from students of color, but also just students in general, about the safety issues. And I'm glad that it's being talked about now.
Culture of Care Director of Respect, Atreyi Mukherjee, has spent the school year gauging opinions from students of color on IU's campus to work towards the hopeful future of total racial inclusion and safety.
Since the 80% of the population is white, it is difficult to reach, you know, every section. But I think efforts are being made, and the administration has been supportive, which is good. And I think listening to students from the administration is really important because it is really student voices that matter.
Mukherjee is an international student herself. Born in India and raised in the Middle East, she felt a personal connection with the topic of race relations on campus. After joining the IU community as a freshman, Mukherjee felt a sense of aversion towards all international students.
So I'll be really honest, my freshman year wasn't the best time for me, and I was kind of thrown into American culture, and it was very difficult for me to adjust, particularly because of like homesickness, but also like there were all these like, so there's this app called Yikyak, I'm sure you've heard of it. I don't have it anymore, but I did freshman year, and there were a lot of like yaks about like international students in particular, about their English, about like the way we dress, and like just really unnecessary rude comments like that, which are just not very conducive to creating an inclusive environment. And I think that's what motivated me to get involved and try to change things instead of just complaining about it.
Mukherjee has worked alongside Culture of Care co-chair Mackenzie Conrad this past school year to work towards the desired inclusive environment. I spoke with Conrad to gauge where he thought race relations stood on IU's campus and how his organization planned to tackle this pertinent issue.
Well, we aren't going to get to a point in racial justice that is good for everyone until we have better numbers of international students, black students, Asian students, Indian students, you know, and just kind of put all of our students in a situation on a campus, in a community in which they can learn from each other and use each other as resources to better understand different cultures.
One of the biggest challenges the Culture of Care team has tried to tackle this year is the international student orientation. The orientation makes no mention of racial injustice or racial discrimination, but there is interest in trying to change that.
I think that people of our generation understand more than ever that we're trying to work together towards a common goal, and the sooner that we can get to a point where everybody feels included and accepted and part of the same community, the sooner we can get past a lot of issues.
IU Associate Sociology Instructor Eric Savell spoke from a sociologist's perspective on race relations in Bloomington after recently attending a public panel on the topic.
The university has these issues and the community has these issues recruiting and encouraging people of color to live here, except when they need them for their sports teams. Magically, they can attract as many people of color as they need in that instance. And so the question becomes, what is the purpose that the university is really using certain people for? And perhaps that has something to do with why black Americans, for instance, other minorities are sort of catching on to that. And they know that to some extent, that that's sort of the environment of this university.
Savell also made mention of the attack on Rob Sherrell from last semester.
Nobody in the university heard about it. We didn't get the text messages. We didn't get the phone calls. And so this started a really big conversation, and the underlying issue that I think was occurring there is there was a lot of lack of clarity as to how certain issues on campus were prioritized, how people were alerted.
Following the attack of Sherrill, the university held a meeting to discuss the racial violence on campus.
This was at a meeting I went to, and the provost was there, the dean of students was there, and it was a room filled, absolutely filled. I mean, the only time I've ever seen a room where the majority of the people in there were people of color. And it was 90% more. And it was just story after story of a black student at this campus giving an example of how they don't feel safe, and often backing that up with an actual story of something that had happened to them, whether it was a racial slur that was yelled at them, somebody driving by and banging on their truck, things like that.
In Provost Lauren Robel's 2016 State of the Campus Address, Robel praised the university for the increased acceptance rate of Black and Latino students into IU's honors programs. However, equality and diversity remain as top priorities and areas of focus by IU's administration. Mukherjee also attended the same meeting with the provost as Savelle.
I went to a meeting with the provost, I think in November, where they were talking about how the concerns of students of color are not really taken into account. And I remember one student in particular talking about how diversity is a very pretty word, but inclusion is what we were really looking for. I think there are definitely tensions, but I think it's getting better because at least the administration has talks about these things. It is really uncomfortable to talk about, so that's a good step in the right direction.
It will take every student's participation to reach these goals set forth by a few, but they are moves to inclusion that are necessary and attainable.
I think still race is a very uncomfortable topic to talk about. And a lot of students who are not people of color are very reluctant to talk about it because they think that it's something accusatory, whereas it really isn't. It's just trying to improve the situation for everyone in general. I hope to see race being talked about more because when people say things are not about race, it really isn't true because a lot of things, historically speaking, and even now, are about race. Like, race does play a role in our lives as people of color, and it is a deterrent to us getting certain things. So I hope that in the future, the students and the administration are able to recognize the specific concerns of people of color, of international students, of these special populations, so that there can be more inclusivity.
For WFHB, this is Maddie Levin.